So we've got another example of a sovereign citizen, a member of the Nation of Moors, whatever that is, detained by police. Yeah, that whole logic of Nation of Moors, it's not working out. It's particularly not working out in the state of Georgia, where it's also illegal to have marijuana. So this woman claims, I don't need a driver's license. And the cop says, well, actually, you kind of do. Oh, no, I do. I'd have to get on my... Well, and so the cop... Let's just watch the video. There's a quick video here. Let's take a peek at that. This is some pretty entertaining stuff. But if somehow in your head that you think you're a member of a nation outside of the United States and you're still in the United States, you're under the laws of the United States. You're under the laws of local jurisdiction, right? So how do these people even, how do they even think, well, I'm going to get away with this. I'm going to show my little card, my little piece of paper that has zero credibility. Show that to a cop. How do they actually think this is going to work? I mean, they've got to know that this is just bullshit, right? Maybe not. Let's watch the video. Here we go.
And Linda, this is a copy of that fake ID police say she gave them. It's called the American Global ID and Liberty Pass. It expires February 21, 1999. Doesn't have a birth date on it for Joyce Marie, but arrived on Earth date. Now, the back of it, well, it's basically a warning for cops to back off and says it comes from the Continental Side Rail Republic. From the beginning, the woman identified as Joyce Marie Beasley refused to roll down her window for the Duluth officer and claimed she didn't need a driver's license to, quote, maneuver.
And you had no right to pull me over, so there you go. Look at that. I don't want to talk.
Well, sure. Do you have your driver's license with you?
Police ultimately did pull Beasley out of her car, but not without continued protest.
Move out of the way. I'm going to get out.
You
move,
gonna step
I'm going to kick your...
She was obviously very irate, being stopped and asked if she was being detained. And, you know, the officer on scene said, yes, she was. And he handled it appropriately.
Beasley at one point called a man who identified himself as the Consulate General of the Nation of Moors.
Okay, she has the right to travel.
Okay.
She's not a United States citizen.
Police disagreed. And after they say they found some marijuana in her car, she spent 2 days in jail before making bond.
This appears to be like a sovereign citizen. She claimed that she doesn't need a ID to travel or a driver's license to maneuver, she claimed.
I just don't want nobody trying to kidnap me, and that's what I'm being done is kidnap.
Now, we tried tracking Beasley down, but couldn't find anyone in Georgia listed by that name. Live in Duluth, Tony Thomas, Channel 2 Action News.
Channel 2 Action News. Well, that's a story, right? How do these folks think they're going to get away with it? I got some weed in my car. This isn't good. And being pulled over. Had she just given them the real driver's license, guaranteed they wouldn't have tossed the car and came up with the weed. Instead, she goes down this stupid road of Nation of Moors. That's not even a thing. It's like literally not a thing. And yet, they hold this out here. They get other people to actually believe, wow, when the police come, you just show them this piece of paper. It's all going to be good. No, no, it's not. That's not how this works. Personal responsibility. Know which laws are good and which laws aren't. Because this whole citizens of whatever Nation of Moors, yeah, it's just complete crap. And for some reason, these folks seem to think this is going to work out well. It's kind of like when Wesley Snipes, remember him from White Men Can't Jump? That's one of the greatest movies of all time. Love that movie. Woody Harrelson, who couldn't dunk, but he's a good ball player. Wesley Snipes, amazing athlete. But Wesley Snipes got caught in one of these things where, I don't need to pay income taxes. I don't need to pay federal income taxes. And he did a little stint in a federal prison because he did need to pay income taxes. Well, White Men Can't Jump, but all men got to pay taxes. That should have been the byline so that Wesley Snipes didn't actually have to go to jail, go to prison, whatever. A North Georgia woman is out on bond on several charges after she told police that America's lies do not apply to her. Well, lies and laws do apply to her. The officer said he saw the woman driving oddly and thought she might be drunk. Nah, she was just high. She's just high. He pulled her over and found himself in a very strange situation. The driver claimed to be a member of the Nation of Moors with no need for American laws. Well, how about you ask Brittany Griner how that's working out in Russia? Yeah. She got popped with a couple of weed pens, right? I mean, hash pens, whatever. Weed, hash infused, it's all kind of the same. It's illegal in Russia. So clearly she is being held as a political prisoner. I mean, but she did break the law. So when you go to another country, you are subjected to their laws, not the U.S. Doesn't matter if you've got a note from your doctor. It's kind of like a note from your parents to do something stupid to get out of something at school. It's probably still not going to work. So Brittany Griner, I think she will be released. Enough heat is being put on that. And I don't know. That whole thing bothers me. She broke the law. So why is she getting away? The other people that are imprisoned illegally in Russia, that's a different deal. It's a political scene. Russians don't give a rip. They don't give a rat's ass. They'll do whatever they want. They're invading countries. You know what I mean? So a little weed, yeah, they're going to hit you for that. And then everybody here is, she was unlawfully detained. No, she had an illegal substance. Doesn't matter what the laws are here in the United States. Doesn't matter that her doctor gave her a note for her ongoing pain. That's terrible. And I want people to have medicine. But when it's not legal, it's not legal. So, and the driver's license that this woman gave to the police officer, do you have your license with you? The officer is heard asking the woman on police body cam video of the incident. I don't have to have a license to drive a car, the woman told the officer. So she was literally coached to say that, wasn't she? That's a stupid comment. Well, actually, you do need a driver's license. You do need a driver's license. And the police are going to, eventually they're going to convince you, yeah, you do need a driver's license. The ID that the woman tossed at the officer identifies her as Joyce Marie from Blue Ridge. The ID was labeled an American Global ID and Liberty Pass. I need a Liberty Pass. Do you need a Liberty Pass? Where can we get one of these? I'm going to have to Google that. I'm going to have to request one because I could be a member of the Nation of... No, probably not. Probably not. Yeah. And it expires, her Global ID and Liberty Pass. What does she get with the Liberty Pass? I want to know. Can I upgrade that? Can I get like a Supreme Liberty Pass, or is this just, just one size fits all? I need to know. It expires in 177 years. Is she expecting to live that long? That's a long time. Maybe she knows something that we don't know. But what we do know is you need a driver's license and weed's illegal in Georgia. You're going to do a couple of nights in jail, which she did. I don't know if I would consider it an ID, but that's what she claimed it to be, said Officer Ted Sadowski with the Duluth Police Department. He said that with a fairly straight face. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So I don't know if I would consider it an ID. That's when the officer asked the woman to, could you kindly step out of the car? She was really agitated. Don't make me get out of the car. After several minutes, the woman refusing to get out, the officer pulled her out, as you do. So anytime you get into this situation, it's like AOC having her hands behind her back. This is what you do when you're being arrested. That was some nonsense, wasn't it? She had the fake handcuffs on. You see that? And I should do a podcast on that. But what's the story? That AOC is an idiot? We already know that. So yeah, she's literally got her hands behind her back, and she's like, I'm being held against my will. So if a cop tells you to do something, you just do it. Chris Rock has a bit on that, and it's pretty damn funny. It's like, okay, yeah, this is what people need to know. so that when an officer pulls you over, you don't do something stupid, and that's how you avoid getting shot. Huh. Interesting. A man she was on the phone with claimed he was the consulate general. They have a consulate general of the Nation of Moors, and that she was a member. Where is said Nation of Moors? Where's the headquarters? I want to know. Is it in the U.S.? Probably, right? I don't have to have a license to maneuver. You do not have to have a license to drive a car, Marie told the officer. Yes, you do, the officer told her. No, you do not, Marie responded. This sounds like a conversation with my children when they were like six. You're going to need to do that. No, I don't. Yes, you do. Dad, damn it, do it right now. Dad. And you just go back and forth until you break their tiny little will, right? Because you're the parent. You need to have them obey. That's how this works. So when a cop tells you to do something, you know, I'm just saying. She claimed she was a sovereign citizen, but that's sort of the telltale sign of one, Sadowski said. I am not a United States citizen. You're going to get in trouble, Marie told the officer. Probably not. He was just doing his job, right? Police say they later found marijuana in the car. I did not realize that marijuana was illegal in Georgia, but it makes total sense down in the Bible Belt. I mean, you know, Washington, very progressive here, very progressive. We were I can't remember what number state. Were we maybe state number four to legalize marijuana? Colorado being the first, I think. Maybe Oregon, I can't remember. But it doesn't surprise me that, you know, Georgia would be a no-go in the marijuana. But she had marijuana in the car and claiming, I don't need a license and yeah, your laws don't apply to me. Well, actually they do, because she was booked into jail under the name Joyce Beasley Ali and spent 2 days behind bar before making bond. Channel 2 Action News could not find anyone by that name in Blue Ridge or Georgia to comment on the story. Well, there's that, right? So, yeah, this Nation of Moors thing, it keeps popping up every now and then. People are, like, taking back houses. I did a bunch of stories on that back probably near 2000. Not year 2000, 2020. That's the 2-0 I was thinking of. And, you know, they'd take over people's houses and say, oh, the Nation of Moors, we own everything west of whatever it was. We own everything. We owned everything at one time in the entire Western Hemisphere. I think that's what it was. And so they just claimed, well, we can just go into any old house and take it because it's ours. We're a member of the Nation of Moors. Unfortunately, that is not how this works. Do you remember the pink house, or was it a red house in Portland, I think? They claimed this same BS. They'd been evicted, you know, years before, and they're still claiming, well, we're the Nation of Moors. And the kid in that story, he's in his 20s, went through all this rigmarole and broke into a courtroom and just all this nonsense. And that's what it is. It's just a bunch of nonsense. So they can feel like they don't really have the laws apply to them. But at the end of the day, they do. So there's that. Yeah. You can't get away from it. It's a no-go. It's a hard no-go. And yet these people are stupid enough to believe the consulate general of the Nation of Moors. It's just made up. It's completely made up. But for some reason in their heads, they think, oh, this is legit. We're gonna make this work. This is legit. At some point in time, we're going to convince a judge or somebody that this is legit. Even down in Oregon, that didn't work. So that tells you a little something, right? But no, these cases just keep popping up. And I do need to get one of these liberty passes. I need a liberty pass. I think maybe I should create a Liberty Pass. My Liberty Pass, though, is going to be, it's going to be good. It's actually going to give you liberty. I don't know how. But, you know, neither did this guy. And he's got other people, you know, handing out the Liberty Pass to the cop. Can you imagine? Here's my Liberty Pass. Okay. What is this? The cop's looking at it and going, what a bunch of bull. This is stupid. And it was. And she spent a couple of nights in jail. That's what happens. That's the real side of the law. You break the law, you go to jail. That's how this works. Liberty pass or no liberty pass. But I will work on that. I'll get back to you on what I find as far as establishing said liberty pass and, you know, what that could give to you. Because then I might offer them here to, you know, everybody that watches on the News for Reasonable People. Here's your liberty pass. All right. Go out and be reasonable. Thanks so much for joining. We'll catch up soon. Talk then. Bye for now.